KXCI Tucson, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station, and I sit and talk with them. I ask them what they're working on in school, I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Juliana Origini. Hi.
Hello. Thank you.
What do you do at the U of A?
So I'm a chemical engineering major at the University of Arizona, and I work in Dr. Schneider's lab. And the focus of our lab is to analyze, treat, and monitor water.
It's a very finite resource. Mm-hmm. And you treat it?
Yes, we treat it and we monitor. Because it's very limited, it's important that we find new ways to reuse this water with the growth in population and raising temperatures. And one of the projects I've been working on is finding an alternative way to reuse this water, and specifically direct potable reuse. Today, a very common way to reuse water is indirect potable reuse, which is when you treat wastewater and then you release this water into the environment and oceans, rivers, lakes, and then you treat it again for drinking standards. So the water we have today is technically wastewater, because the only difference is it gets treated and then goes to the environment and then gets treated again, and then that's the water we drink.
So what you're doing makes it more efficient because you're taking out the middle environmental step.
Exactly. Looking for new ways to treat this water efficiently that we can add to already existing treatment plants and not having to release this water into our environment. But the thing is, if we don't do this, then we could run out of water. And with the treatments that we have found and have been researching on, it's been proven that it treats water to our potable qualities.
How does this water get treated?
Some examples of treatments using ozone. There's also the biological carbon. And I don't work specifically with the treatment part of the water. I more analyze the water mm-hmm. that has been treated to see the quality of this water. What we're trying to do with this research is not change the way we treat water, but it's find new treatments that can be added to how this water is already treated to make it better.
We got to take care of the water that we have. And you're making some progress.
Yes, we are. We have already researched a lot of types of treatments, and we've been analyzing how these treatments have worked, and we've been getting good results with our water being very similar to drinking water. And sometimes, for example, having less carbon in the water or having a lower concentration of the contaminants of emerging concern that we're looking for.
It's so important for us to all be mindful of our water consumption. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate you coming by the station to talk about it. What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
I plan to go to graduate school to earn a PhD in either chemical or environmental engineering. I will probably continue working with water research. I really enjoy it.
Do you ever listen to music, Juliana?
Yes, I do. I really like Ed Sheeran. I also listen to electronic music sometimes. I actually got to see two of my favorite artists last weekend, which was Beyonce and Odessa.
Awesome.
And their shows were amazing.
Oh, yeah. The work you're involved in is so critically important. Thank you for coming to KXCI.
Of course. Thank you.